It's time to go to the movies with Matt Olean. And Matt, as usual, the movies are coming to you, to your house, because you're streaming a lot of them these days. Tell us about An Easy Girl.
Yes, they are streaming, but as you know, Doug, theaters are starting to reopen, and I can tell you that next week I will have a report on what it was like to see a movie in the theater, Russell Crowe's Unhinged. But before we get to that, let's talk about An Easy Girl. Fantastic new French film directed by Rebecca Zlotowski. I like this one a lot. It's a very typically French movie. It's kind of got a plot I think we've all seen, Doug. Young 16-year-old Naima, played by Mina Farid, goes on summer vacation to the south of France. Her mother works down there, so she kind of has access to the south of France. And it's kind of that summer coming-of-age movie, except in France, that can mean something a little different than it does in America. As you know, the mores are slightly different there. So she just turned 16, and her cousin shows up, played by Zahia Dehar, who is from Algeria, and she plays Sophia. Now, an interesting backstory on Zahia Dehar. She was a high-level escort prostitute in real life, and she got entangled in a scandal involving some French soccer players. And she got some publicity from it and was able to turn that into a modeling and acting career. So she plays Sophia, who basically is one of these women, Doug, that doesn't have to do much to attract men. And that's what she does. She basically tries to meet rich men doing something called yachting, where all the big yachts are kind of docked and girls, kind of young women, parade around looking for rich people on yachts. And sure enough, that's what they find. The moral dilemma for Naima is, does she follow her cousin's sort of free will, never carry cash, always make the man pay type lifestyle, or does she follow maybe what she should be doing, which is to become a chef or an actress? She's a very smart girl. So it's this kind of moral dilemma as she faces throughout the summer. They do meet two very rich men, played by Nuno Lopez, who plays a Brazilian, and Benoit Magimel, who's a big star in France, who plays Philippe. And curiously enough, his character, both these men are in their 40s, the Benoit Magimel character kind of becomes the moral compass of the film. And I can't tell you too much more about that, but basically Naima needs to make this decision of how she's going to go. This film has what a lot of European films have, and that is great locations. You can feel the sun. You can feel and see the tanned bodies on the beaches. This is the south of France. This is the very rich, the jet set, the people who want to be amongst the very rich. So very well photographed. I love the cinematography. You almost want a vacation there. The acting is good as well. And it's kind of that easy French film that they're able to pull off. Again, kind of has that little underlying ickiness to it. You know, these older men and these younger women, one of them who's 16, of course, not even a woman yet. But that's also very French, and that's kind of a tradition of theirs as well, which is very different from America. But I like this one a lot, and it's on Netflix, and I want to caution people, the sex scenes in the film are quite graphic.
Well, this is takes place in Cannes, so is yes. There anything of the film festival there while they're on the beach and having fun?
Nope, none of that. It is just Naima and Sophia having fun, going out, meeting men. Naima also has a male friend who's gay who tries to kind of tell her this is not what you want to be doing. Sophia is trouble. She's trouble. And, of course, Naima has to figure that out for herself. But I like that the filmmaker, Rebecca Zlotowski, doesn't really judge the characters. Again, like a lot of European filmmakers, it's a very amoral film. It tries to stand back and let you kind of judge the characters and see what you think. Even Sophia, you know, tanned up, plastic surgery, everything. I don't sense that Zlotowski is really judging her, because you learn some backstory and you kind of find out exactly why she is doing this. So, again, like this one a lot. It's on Netflix right now.
Well, it's intriguing that Zlotowski chose Zahia Dehar for that part, mm-hmm. because, you know, she's essentially playing a role she knows.
Yeah, it's very interesting casting. I'm not sure she's a very good actress, but she fits the physical requirements of the character. How about I put it that way, Doug? Very much so. This is someone that turns heads. This is someone that knows she can turn heads. She knows she can attract men with money. She knows she can get them to buy her what she wants them to buy. So very interesting, that moral dilemma that she sees absolutely no moral ambiguity for it. And of course, though, as you know, Doug, in films like this, she gets a lot of stuff from these men, but there's a price to be paid as well. And again, that's that moral dilemma that Naima sees with her cousin. Is that a road I want to go down or not go down? And I think people might be slightly surprised by the ending and what happens.
Well, I'm intrigued by it. I'll be looking for it. And I'm also intrigued by Rebecca Zlotowski, because she seems to be somebody who's really coming on.
Yeah, a good young female director. And I like that this film was directed by a woman, because we've had films like this in the past from France, Claire's Knee by Eric Rohmer, a much older man attracted to a teenager, you know, these kind of things. But this is a woman directing it. So I feel kind of like I like how she's handling this. And she's really not judging the men either. It's very much a non-judgmental film by her. But I like that a film like this, which follows this 16-year-old girl who may or may not be taking up with this 40-some-year-old man, is directed by a woman, and it's viewed through the lens of a woman, viewing this 16-year-old through the lens of a woman director. So there's not exploitation going on. I never felt that with the film. It's just an honest kind of look at the practice of yachting.
An Easy Girl came out in 2019. It's on from France, and it's on Netflix now. Mm-hmm. So that prompts my Oscar trivia question. Maybe it's too easy, but what was the first French film to win the Oscar for Best Picture?
A French film that's won the Oscar for Best Picture?
Yes, it won lots of Oscars the year it won, as a matter of fact. I can give you the year.
Well, the only foreign language film to ever win Best Picture was Parasite last year.
2011, The Artist.
Oh, The Artist. Okay, yes, yes, you're right. It was a French film. I get confused because it's silent, you know, and it's not subtitled. Yes, very good, very good. That was easy. I should have got it.
The first mainly silent film since 1927's Wings. I mean, that's pretty interesting movie in its own right.
Yes.
Well, we've been to the movies with Matt O'Lean, and we managed to almost stump him.